Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode.
If you have low thyroid function, or maybe suspect that you do, you may have wondered what sort of impact this has on your ability to lose weight, or maybe part of what makes it so hard for you to lose weight. I want to talk a little bit about this today and unpack this, because the thyroid weight link is really, really common. In fact, potentially up to about 50% of people who have low thyroid function do struggle with their weight. So let's understand this a little bit more. Let's find out what is really going on here. So our thyroid hormone produced from our thyroid gland here in our throat it's made and it is sent out into the body and it is picked up by every cell in the body. So its target tissue is right throughout the body, and the mission is inside of those cells is to turn up energy use and metabolism, to increase oxygenation to the cells, turn it up and utilize that for energy. So we can think about our thyroid hormone as our metabolic accelerator, so to speak. So if you have low thyroid function, it really does make sense that we would ask the question, is this impacting my ability to lose weight because it's turning down my metabolic function? I want to share with you today a couple of tricks here when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to weight management, if you do have low thyroid function, because I want to tell you right here and now that it is possible to lose weight with low thyroid function. And it's possible to do it really well, and it's possible to do it really, really hard if we don't understand kind of the moving parts. So let's zoom out on this a little bit and think. So what's our thyroid gland doing, right? Thyroid gland is producing those hormones that's creating our metabolic kind of, it's our metabolic accelerator. It's turned down. So what does this mean? It means our body at rest is burning less energy than it used to be. That means that you could be eating exactly the same amount of food, but you're not burning it. And so now the same amount of food is causing weight gain. Now, you could think of this and think, well, that makes it quite simple to lose weight, doesn't it? I just eat less and move a little bit more because my metabolism's slower. Now, you could do this, but the trouble is there's a little bit of a kicker here, and that is that a caloric deficit or dieting independently turns down thyroid function. That can seem a little bit counterintuitive because we can kind of be like, well, why is the body doing that? But it's actually part of a safety mechanism of our body. When there is less food energy coming in, our body senses that, and it's like, I don't want this person to waste away. So it slows things down, okay, so that the energy that we have in our body can go further and keep us safe for longer. So dieting turns down our metabolism, and thyroid function also is turning down our metabolism. Now, what you could do here is you could just start, you know, running more and eating less. What's going to happen over time is because there's this constant turn down, you're going to be eating less and less and less and less and getting less and less and less results. You're working harder and basically going nowhere. It's going to be incredibly frustrating and you're going to feel pretty rubbish in the process, because as all that kind of stuff is being turned down, your energy is going to flag, other hormones are going to get upset, gut function's not going to be so good, mental clarity is going to suffer, sleep's going to suffer, and we're going to feel pretty average on the whole. So we really want to think about this a little bit differently and think, well, if it doesn't work to simply stop eating so much, what can we actually do to lose weight if our thyroid function is low? Well, I have some secrets for you, because it's possible. Not only that, this could actually improve your thyroid function, which is really kind of, you know, it's upstream, isn't it? It's dealing with the root issue. So what we want to do, what the secret is here, is not eat less, move more, but eat enough and move better. Okay, we need to eat enough and move better. If you want to lose weight and you've got low thyroid function, eat less, move more is not really going to work for you. It's going to work if you work really, really hard, but it's going to feel incredibly rubbish in the process. But by eating enough and moving better, we can kind of hack the system, so to speak, and create the change internally in our body that we need to get functioning and feel really good again. So let's break this down a little bit. Eating enough. What does this mean? This means enough protein and enough nutrient-dense food in the form of vegetables, vegetables, nuts and seeds and these sorts of things to really provide the amino acids, the minerals, the vitamins, etc., to fuel and help our thyroid produce more thyroid hormone. Because if we have low thyroid hormone, we want to make sure we're providing the building blocks for our body to do the thing that it's not doing very well, right? We want to provide those nutrients so our thyroid gland can function well, and so that we're actually fueling ourselves through the day rather than kind of starving our way through the day. We want to eat enough fuel as well to avoid the sugar cravings which can occur, because we all know this, right? When you're feeling really tired, when you're feeling really fatigued and flat, sugar cravings are going to go through the roof. It's the body looking for quick energy. And this is really going to happen if you are, especially if you're dieting with low thyroid function or you know, reducing your calories. So we want to be fueling in a way that we're fueling our body through the day, so it's not having to constantly fight these cycles of sugar cravings and maybe junk food cravings and stuff, which are nutritionally deplete foods. They cost our body. They may be quick energy, but they come at a cost, and they're only going to make the weight problem worse because they're so high calorically that they're going to continue to put us over what we need food-wise. We also want to be eating enough food that we can fuel our increased output. And this brings us around to the move better piece of the discussion, because a whole lot of cardio exercise becomes a bit of a net negative when it comes to thyroid function, because it's a bit of a low-grade chronic stressor. And the stress hormone cortisol and that constant output really does have a negative effect on our body's ability to use our thyroid hormone and produce thyroid hormone. So it's really kind of taking us backwards when, you know, typically, and it may be someone else that might be moving them forward. But instead, we want to look at what exercise really supports thyroid function and metabolism the best. There's two parts to this, and it's about muscle activation. It's about strength training. This is going to be the best thing you can do at the start. There's various reasons for this, but one of it is you can do it in shorter, sharper doses, so it's not so fatiguing on your body. When your energy is already low, you likely don't have the energy to be going out and doing a whole lot of long runs or big rides or anything like that, but you may have enough to do a shorter kind of strength training set, which is activating your muscles. And here's the thing, is that when we do exercise which trains our muscles, which moves our muscles, we're increasing our metabolism. So while our low thyroid function may be turning it down, we can exercise to build it back up. And as we build it back up, we're going to kind of balance out that effect of, you know, the weight gain which may have been occurring, meaning we can eat a little bit more, eat enough without putting it on as body fat. But the other part of this is really interesting. When you look at kind of studies on comparing aerobic training and resistance training in people with hyperthyroidism, what we see is that the TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone, or your messenger from your brain to your thyroid, decreases with resistance training. Now, part of this, what they may not necessarily see a difference in the amount of thyroid hormone produced, but they see a difference in the amount of thyroid stimulating hormone. And what this suggests is that our body is not reading our hormone levels as low because it's utilizing those hormones better. So resistance training and that activation of muscles means we get better use of the hormones that we've got. And as we're fueling our body well and starting to build up these hormone levels, we're going to have more there so we can continually feel better and better over time. And this specifically applies as well if you are on thyroxine, if you maybe have your thyroid gland removed, so you don't produce any of your own thyroid hormone, or if you aren't on that as well. But if you are, then also it's going to help you use that medication better so that you can stay on a lower dose of it without having to have that dose constantly increased up and increased up. So basically the muscle training really helps your body to utilize the hormones that's there. So in combination, we have this really nice effect, right? We have not eating less, but eating just enough and really basing it on the nutrient-dense whole foods, proteins, vegetables, nuts and seeds, etc., to get the nutrients in that your thyroid gland needs to fuel you through the day, to minimize kind of the cravings that can take you to the problematic foods, and to really fuel your output so that you can start increasing your muscle training to build your metabolism back up and improve your utilization of thyroid hormones. So rather than being a really negative downward spiral, which eating less, moving more can be for thyroid hormones and low low thyroid function, it can be a slow building back the other way, improving your thyroid hormone over time, improving your energy levels, improving how you feel, so that actually eventually maybe it's not going to be such an issue for you at all. So really interesting little twist on it. I guess it's something that's not really talked about in the sense of thyroid function, because we don't perhaps really fully understand how it impacts us. But I've seen this play out with a lot of clients, and I think it's so worth the understanding of this, so that we can avoid that horrible place of being just fully depleted, fully frustrated with where things are going, and feeling like it's all our thyroid, when actually if we understood our body a little bit better, we can kind of navigate the system and get things moving in the right direction again. If this is you, if you're in this space and you've kind of really wrestled with this for some time and you want to actually start doing something about it and learn a little bit more about how we would do this with clients, we have a 5-day challenge which we can send out to you. It's a bit of a taster. It's a bit of an opportunity to get a look inside and see what we're recommending for our clients, and just start building those little habits to take yourself and your energy back the other way. Hopefully that was really useful, guys, and gave you a little bit of information, a little bit of insight onto the workings of the thyroid gland and just how important it is for our energy and our metabolic health. Have a brilliant rest of your day, guys. See you later.
This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.